Tonight, tentative hopes for a diplomatic way out of this crisis. French President Emmanuel Macron taking the lead, arriving in Kyiv today to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky one day after his marathon talks with Vladimir Putin. And Macron saying that Putin gave him a personal guarantee. He told me he won't be initiating an escalation. I think that's important, Macron said. The Kremlin denies Putin made any such commitment. Russia continues to flow forces into the region. 6 large amphibious assault warships entering the Black Sea south of Ukraine. And the U.S. continues to reinforce NATO. Troops from the 82nd Airborne Division arriving in Poland just 60 miles from Ukraine's border. Ukrainians are still preparing for war.
So these all represent artillery attacks?
Yes.
Alexei Danilov, the head of Ukraine's National Security Council, telling me he is organizing a national resistance. Every Ukrainian who can fight will fight.
From regular soldiers to veterans to police officers to hunters, all of those people would be mobilized if Russia attacked.
The overall number of people who could be mobilized is as high as 2.5 million, he tells me. We need additional weapons and ammunition.
Terry Moran with us again tonight from Ukraine. And Terry, Macron saying Putin told him that Russia won't be initiating any escalation. Carefully following your words there in that report. But tonight, the Kremlin already denying any guarantee was made.
That's right. A flat denial from the Kremlin there, David. And those high hopes for diplomacy already dampened a bit. Diplomacy is always murky. Vladimir Putin is a master at maneuvering in that murk. I asked National Security Advisor Danilov here about it. He said simply there's a big difference between saying something and doing it.